he is one of the true Atlanta builders, literally and figuratively. He was a builder who built most of the buildings that we see that are on our skyline. He also was a huge player in helping bridge the races back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. He and Jesse Hill were really the two black leaders that forged a partnership with the white business community. And so it was either Jesse or Herman, that were going to be the black leaders that were the go-to guys to connect with the rest of the African-American community and business community in Atlanta. It's hard to overstate the role that Herman Russell played on so many different levels in this community. I mean, there was some backlash to that. Some people complain that he got all the business, you know, that it wasn't spread out to other African-American firms. You know, it was always H.J. Russell and Company being the joint venture partner with this or that. And it has spread out since the early days. But he was clearly this amazing human being who had a speech impediment, who would have had every reason to fail, being a black man growing up, born in 1930, all the obstacles of growing up black in the South, and how he just never let anything stop him. I was fortunate enough to become very close to him and his family. He and my father had worked together closely in the 60s, and I've known him since I was in the single digits, I'll put it to you that way. And I used to answer the phone when he'd call my father and take messages, and so he used to call me his secretary. You know, I was his secretary until he died. It's a loss for the city because, you know, he was such an anchor. He was best friends with the John Portman, Charlie Loudermilk, Andy Young. The four of them would get together and try and outpour each other, say who grew up poorer than the other, who had indoor plumbing, who had outdoor plumbing, who grew up in a dirt street or not, you know. And to see that we've lost one of those anchors is troubling. It's kind of like a foundation has, you know, a little earthquake that's occurring here in our city.
Well, I know you said in your tribute to him that even though you knew he was aging, that you just sort of somehow thought that he would kind of always be around, even though logically you knew that he was getting older.
Yeah, they're just certain people. I mean, and as I said, John Portman's another one. You know, he's in his 90s, but you just kind of think John Portman, he builds skylines. He's going to be here building skylines forever. And I feel probably the most for Andrew Young, who has seen so many of his contemporaries pass away. And he's always asked to speak at their funerals. And I've wondered, how many more of these can he do? And this is going to be a really hard one for him, because he and Herman were very close and were instrumental during a really difficult time in Atlanta when you were trying to bring the races to work together to make this the city that it is.
You hit on this a little bit, but you had a personal connection with him because your father worked with him.
Yeah, my father was an architect and he was a builder, and he, you know, seconded this, that they probably were the first minority-majority joint venture in Atlanta in the 60s. They built apartment complexes here that they co-owned. And, you know, for that to happen in the mid-60s, before Maynard Jackson had even been elected mayor, he was the father of joint ventures. You know, it is pretty amazing that the two of them had been able to forge that kind of partnership in a segregated Southern business environment.
Did your father ever talk about, was he ever denied business because of that?
Papa was always looking for ways to break down barriers. And he had partnered with some African-American architects as well. And that he had found more difficult because he found that certain clients would not hire them because they did not want to work with an African-American architect. But I think Herman Russell and he, because they had complementary, you know, skills, were able to work with the Department of Housing and Urban Development. They were able to get loans and grants to build these apartment complexes, and they did some great, great things together.